Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with another Thursday Night Pep Talk off of our Peak Performance Mindset series. A noticer. They often say that we multitask, but the fact of the matter is we don't multitask. We do one thing at a time. We may shift quickly, but we don't do multiples. Our brain can only fire on one thing at a time. To take that further, your brain is only one place at a time. The ultimate athlete, the place where their brain is outside of them, constantly aware of their surroundings, the air, the ball, the lanes they run in. They're not inside of them. It's mainly the eyes. The eyes are keenly aware of what's in front of them, to their left, to the right, and ironically, even what's behind them. They are keenly, keenly aware. These same athletes don't get hurt that often. They say Frank Gore of the 49ers used to work with him when he was with the University of Miami. Doesn't get hurt. And he said, I don't really let them get a good clean hit on me. That was the same with Emmitt Smith. Keenly aware of what's in front of them. There was a Colombian jetliner that went down years ago in New York City. The first doctor on the scene didn't understand Spanish. All he heard was doctor, doctor, as the plane went down, he was attending to and helping people. Afterwards, they asked him, how did you perform in that wild, loud, chaotic environment? He said it was the quietest space I've ever been in. The reason why he said that is he wasn't inside his head assessing the noise. He was out on the patients, keenly focused on them, using his gifts and his talent. What kills performance is when the focus flows to me. Me, me, me. How many balls did I catch? Good or bad flow to me. How many scores do I have? Never look at the scoreboard. How's my team doing? The flow needs to be outward. You have to be aware of the field and be aware of your teammates. Courtney Brown played for the Cleveland Browns. The very first game that the Cleveland Browns had when they returned to the franchise, they played the Pittsburgh Steelers and lost by over 60 points. They played them later that year and beat them. Courtney Brown had 5 sacks, the defensive lineman. I asked him personally, what were you thinking? He said, get Cordell on the ground. All I could think about was Cordell. He wasn't in his head. I'm tired. I hurt. They beat us. Real simple. Outward focus. Being a noticer. Sproles in the unbelievable game that the Eagles had against the Colts on a Sunday night. Asked afterwards, how'd you have this game? Stay up and get in the end zone. He was just aware of the end zone. Stay very aware. Notice outside of you. Keep pushing your focus outward. Even on your teammates, help them keep choosing energy. There was a fight in East Lansing years ago, and this boxer delivered a perfect punch, landed a perfect punch to his opponent, and he didn't flinch. He just blinked and came right back. After he received the punch, he could have flowed to him and go, this is awful. This is terrible. I'm done. He didn't. He got his eyes and energy right back on the other boxer and fought. Quit being aware of anything but what's in front of you. Choose energy. Choose to keep your eyes on what's out there. When Moses came to the burning bush, you have to understand that there was a lot of burning bushes in the Middle East during those times in Israel. Because you're in the desert and it's hot and it's dry. But the scripture says only when Moses turned to notice the burning bush, when he turned to notice, did God speak to him. Turn and notice. Here's the phrases of noticing. See a little, see a lot. See a lot, see nothing. Be where my feet are. Or just notice. Choose energy. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. notice.